Subress.
On demand.
Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup.
Subress Radio.
So I'm about to bring onto the show two legends in the game. The first, an artist who for the last 20 years has been making us dance to his tunes. And secondly, a music producer who has given us timeless bangers. And to chat about their collaboration and their new smash hit banger, give it up for Juggy D and Amit Rai.
Hey,
yo, yo, yo. All good, man. Lads, welcome and thank you for being on the show this evening.
Thank you very much. Pehla sare nu pyar bhari namaskar, salam, sat sri akal and camp show, because I know there's a lot of Gujaratis in Leicester.
You know it.
Yes, bro. We cater for everybody.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. But guys, how are you? I'm going to start with you, Juggy, man. You know, I mean, we're at the pandemic. I mean, things were a bit crazy for a few years, man. You know, how you doing, man? How is everything?
Very well, very well. With God's grace, everything's good. And it's nice to come out on the other end of the pandemic with some fresh new material. Great to work with Amit, who's my younger brother. We've known each other for years, just never worked together. We actually did this song about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Only released it now. But the reception that people have given to this track, mate, it's like a breath of fresh air. And that's not me saying it. That's what we're hearing on the DMs and everything like that, you know. Yeah. So it's great, man. It's really nice to just be talking about new music.
Absolutely. And you know what? Every time you drop something, Juggy, right? You know, people keep talking about, oh, Juggy's made a comeback. You know what? You never went anywhere, you know, because
sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. Now, people, you know what? If you don't release a song, well, I get that, though, you know, like, if you don't release a song for a year or two, then it is like coming back again, you know, because really and truly, you need to be consistent. I do this as a passion. I have a lot of love. This is my full-time thing, you know. I've been living off this for many years, and I need to consistently put music out. Sometimes you don't have the right people around you, or you might not be signed to the right label, and you might do a one single deal, or you might do a movie track, and then there's a big gap. But, you know, with God's grace, I'm in a great position right now, because COVID gave me time to work on a lot of music, which has just been kind of signed up by a label called Revere Records.
Yeah.
Amit's also signed some songs to him as well. So, you know, there's a lot of new music coming, and it's going to be consistently coming back to back.
Absolutely. You know what I was going to say? You know, you just keep evolving. You know, it's not a comeback. You're like a roller coaster. You know, you take a dip and then all of a sudden, you know, you come all the way back up again.
Thank you. That's great to hear. You make us dizzy.
And as I said, 20 years in the game, you know, I said at the beginning. And you know, I know you hear it all the time. And you know it yourself, bro. One album. Still rinsing it. Wait, do you think at some point, right, at some point, you know what? you're not going to be able to nichode it anymore.
You know what, bro? I thought that was going to happen a long time ago. You know, I thought I would have stopped getting booked for that album. But, you know, people are still coming through. Now, the people who grew up with our music, they got married and I started doing their weddings. Then I started doing their kids' birthdays. Now it's just mad. It's just continuous. It's ongoing. And it's such a blessing to be in that position, to still be getting booked for that album. But that just shows you, you know, that was a very powerful body of work.
Yeah.
And I have to big up Mental Beats and Rishi for that, because they gave me a great album. They produced some amazing tracks for me on that. And, you know, big love to them.
Absolutely. Let's bring Amit Rai onto the mic. Amit, man, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, actually? You all right?
Oh, good, man. Do you know what? Absolutely blown away by the new track, but you know what, let's bring us up to speed with you, man, because you know, you were one of the pioneers, and you know, you just kind of dominated the game, you know, back in the kind of late 90s or 2000s, you know, Bugga Bugga, you know, which we just played right now, still an anthem, and you know yourself, man, it still gets dropped, you know, on DJ sets, man, still packs out the dance floor. But then, you know what, you dropped off the radar, brother, man. You know what, go on, man, bring us up to speed.
Well, thank you for the kind words, first of all. So, you know what, there's still a lot of love and appreciation for what I've done 2 decades ago. So I really appreciate that. I'm humbled by that. But, you know what, I wasn't feeling the market, to be honest. There's been loads of music ready. You know, we've got hard drives full of music, but I just wasn't feeling anything. So, like Ziggy said, we done this track about 5 years ago. Huh. We never released it. And now it's just come to that point where we've been approached by this label. We're working. I think we're all in a different mindset. And we're all having fun, to be honest. And this was supposed to be a warm-up track. So this was supposed to be a warm-up track. And you know what? The feedback and, you know, the reception we've had for it's been absolutely amazing. So, you know, putting it all, nipping it all in the bud and saying what it is, we've got loads of music coming. We've got music coming together. We got our own solo stuff coming. But there's a lot more coming from us, definitely. I promise you I ain't going to disappear this time.
You know, and I was just going to say that. I hope that, you know, you've just not ducked your head out, right? You know what I mean? And you're going to drop this and then disappear again for the next 20 years. I hope you're not going to do that.
Well, if I come back 20 years and get this reception every 20 years, I'm happy with that. To be honest with you.
Absolutely, man. But listen, let's get into it, man. Let's get into this new one, UB1. Okay, this track was done 5 years ago. So, you know, why have you guys been sitting on it for the last 5 years?
I'll answer this one first. Yeah. This track actually was for my album, My Way, the Bugga Bugga album.
Yeah.
It was a track that had been done for it, and I took it off the album because I didn't like it. So it was something that was sitting in the archives. And me and Diggy started talking about projects, and we decided to do this particular track. So we revamped it and we done whatever we had to do. And the rapper on it is Stinger Man. He's a good friend of ours as well. So we've all grown up together. Yeah. And, you know, we're all from a postcode called UB1. So we've called it UB1 and we're just repping our area.
The feedback for this track has been absolutely phenomenal. It's been off the hook. I mean, obviously things are so different to how they were back in the day. There was no social media. And now you just got, you know, never mind comments, you've got videos, memes, this, that, just everything just flying out there. You know, this track, even before it came out, broke the internet. And, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. You guys shut down South or Broadway, man. Whoa.
Listen.
Yeah.
Akshay, it's so nice. It's, you know, like sometimes we created a bit of noise in Southall, but the fact that it resonated actually quite globally. Like,
yeah.
We had messages from America, Canada. My cousins were calling me saying, Jaggi, Broadway band karta. Like, you know, like, what's going on? Like, this song sounding amazing. Good to have you back on the scene. And it's on the production. Like, what a combination, man. Like, you guys are, like, old school. And, you know, it's just nice to kind of be part of a project which has just grown organically, because we didn't expect anything from this track. We just did it for fun.
Yeah.
We got together, we said, let's do a track. The rapper got onto it. He didn't even want to be on the song. He was like, I don't even want to rap anymore. I'm done. I'm all too old for this stuff, you know? And we were like, no, but you sound great. And he was just messing around in the car. We took him into Amit took him to the studio, put the vocal down. And then, you know, just one thing, and then it got signed. Somebody heard it, the record guy, Imran from Revere Records, he heard it and said, I love this track, I want to sign it. So, you know, at the same time, we were actually in the process of making a video ourselves.
Yeah.
But he said, no, I'm going to do it. So it got taken over by the label, and then that was it. The video idea was mine and Amit's. We sat down and brainstormed. I told him, I want to do that. He was like, yeah, we should do this. And exactly, we directed that video from start to finish, and with a director from your manor, from Leicester.
Yeah.
He directed it and executed it, like, amazingly. So, you know, we're just so excited, man. It's so nice to have a track that is really bubbling out there, and people are enjoying it because it's a PG song, man. It's fun. It's happy. You know, anybody that watches that video, you can do nothing but smile.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to get into the new track, UB1, Juggy D, Amit Rai are up on the show. I ain't letting them go just yet. All right, we got a few more things to chat to them about, but we're about to drop the new one, UB1, Juggy D, Amit Rai, Stinger Man.
Sabras Radio.
Juggy D, Amit Rai, still on the phone lines. Listen, I mean, obviously the track is big. The video is absolutely awesome. I mean, I love all things retro, right? I want to know, do you know what? Where did you find, you know, all the retro stuff, man? Amit, you have that old style 90s phone, man. Where did you find that?
You know what? I knew that was going to be a part of the video. That was going to be an iconic part of the video, but it was something from the collection from years ago. So you know, when we was brainstorming this, me and Jaggi, we had all these ideas of this how we want to dress and this is how it's going to be. So it was just something that we had lying around in that old box in the garage somewhere, you know.
No, but love it. You know, as I said, you know, I can't talk about the video enough. And, you know, and as I said, the feedback is out there all over social media. But you know what? You know, the track's got that retro feel. It's all about going back in time. You know, there's feel good vibes. So, you know, let me ask you guys some questions, all right, about going back in time. All right. OK, if there was a time machine, Juggy, I'm going to start with you. If you could go back in time, you know, who would you like to go back and meet?
You know what? I'd love to go and meet Michael Jackson, and that probably sounds very cliche, but I had tickets to his concert before he passed away.
Yeah.
And, mate, listen, I just talking about that now gave me goosebumps, because Michael Jackson is the most iconic, legendary artist, singer, performer in the world.
Yeah.
Kids even now know who he was, and he's been you know, deceased for so many years.
Yeah.
Like, that guy, if I could have met him, oh my God, that would have made my life.
Absolutely. Amit, what about you, man? If you could go back in time and meet absolutely anybody, who would you go and meet?
Tom Keeler.
Wow.
Legendary compositions, you know, obviously people had their opinions, but honestly, I was a big fan of his growing up, his composition, the way he sung and everything like that. It hasn't come through a lot in my music, but I'm a huge fan of his, yeah. Definitely Tim Keeler, yeah.
All right, next one. All right, so, you know, obviously, yeah, throughout time, there was stuff from, like, you know, from back in the day, from my childhood, which has disappeared now, right? So, Juggy, again, if there's one thing that you could bring back from the past, which doesn't exist anymore, what would you bring back?
One thing that I could bring back from the past that doesn't exist anymore, my nanny.
Nanny,
bro. I swear, you know, I was closer to my nanny than I was to my mum.
Yeah.
We had such a beautiful relationship and a beautiful bond. And I used to go every year to India to see her when I was a kid. And I remember just going there, and she couldn't hear. She was really hard of hearing. And as she was getting older and older, and I was growing up more, I remember going there, and it got to a stage where she couldn't. Her eyesight had really gone bad as well. But when I used to turn up, she knew it was me, like, instantly. She wouldn't recognize many people, but when I would go there, she'd recognize me straight away. And just lying there in her lap with her, you know, just caressing my hair and, you know, just playing with my face and just, oh, man. You know what? I would love to bring my nanny back.
Oh, bless, man. Bless, man. That's beautiful. Amit?
If I was to bring something back from the past, it'd probably be CDs and cassettes.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
That's the generation I'm from. Like, this, believe it or not, this is the first single that I've ever released.
Yeah.
I've done 3 albums and never released a single, so this is the first single that I've ever released. But having
the label to press,
having CDs and cassettes when we were growing up, that was our social media.
Yeah.
So I got to know musicians without even knowing them by just knowing who's played on what album. So definitely CDs and cassettes.
I like it. Like it. And a final one. All right. Musically and professionally, right? If you could go back and, you know, change something professionally or musically, or maybe there's a track that you think, you know, if I could go back, I would do it that way, you know, but what would that be? Juggy, you first.
For me, as soon as you started that question, the song came straight into my head. There was a song on my album called Miri Jan, with myself and Jay Sean, and we never made a video to that song.
Yeah.
And that's such a massive tune as well from the album. So much love I got for that song. And there was never a visual for it. And I wish, if I could have gone back to do something that I felt like we missed out on, was a song for that, a video for that song, Miri Jan.
Absolutely. Amit?
Oh, it's a hard one. I released an album called Livewire. And the videos that were made for particular tracks, I wish I had made a track, for a track called Vodanya on that album, because that track gets played by loads of DJs and stuff like that.
Huh.
But nobody knows that I produced the track.
Oh, no.
There we go.
So, yeah, probably that for my own catalogue, that's what it would be, yeah.
There we go. Lads, listen, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Once again, UB1, absolute banger. You know, you didn't just shut down South of Broadway. You know, you've just shut down social media with this track. You know, so big up yourselves. Big up the entire team. You know, bless up, man. You guys have just amazing work. And, you know, we can't wait to hear everything that's going to be coming out from yourselves collectively. I know you guys will work together and individually. You know, over the coming weeks, over the coming months. Guys, you know, Juggy, again, I'm going to start with you. You know, for everyone that's locked in right now, man, you know, what do you want to say?
Listen, all I can say is that a massive thank you. I'm very, very grateful for all the support over the years that everyone has shown a lot of love to my music. And I hope that continues. And I'll continue making music for you guys, man. So, you know, without the listeners, we're nothing. You know, musicians, if we don't have a fan base and an audience that you know really support our music, we can't do anything. So, you know, big thank you to everyone that's been supporting my music from day one, and obviously with UB1 as well. They've shown so much love, man. It's wicked. Thank you so much, and big up to yourself, Akshay. Once again, always love.
Thank you. I'm it, man.
I just want to say thank you to everybody as well. You know, it's been an amazing experience to come back after this much time and get such a warm welcome. And, you know, this UB1 was something that was close to me, Juggy, and the rapper. It was something that we wanted to pay homage to our town where we had grown up. And, you know, all the love that we've been given for it, it's been amazing. And, you know, just keep supporting, loving, and we just keep giving you some good quality banging music. Thank you for having us, actually.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That's Juggy D and Amit Rai, live and direct. Check out UB1.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sub Radio.